Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, April 9th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I hope you've had a good day.
It has been a great day here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and you know, gold has been a great day for gold, and 12-year high, so it's a very good day. We're going to talk about that, and I do want to talk about two articles that I have, and I know we kid and joke. One of them, I don't know, Butch, you can tell me if you want to hear it or not, if you think I thought it was kind of interesting, because I was talking to a customer about toilet paper. And we really didn't know where it came from, how it's made, why they couldn't keep up, and how many people use it, and so forth. So I kind of got the stats on it. There was actually an article today that I saw, and it was ABC News. And I had no idea the amount. I mean, there's some staggering numbers in that about
no doubt.
Their sales. So we'll talk about that. And then again about the Fed, what the Fed is doing. And the Fed, what's another $2.5 trillion? You know, when you're already $5.5 trillion in the hole. Hey, and that's just the Fed. I mean, Butch, they've gone insane.
They really have. But Melody, you have to realize, they know they can't pay back the debt, so what have they got
to
lose? They have nothing to lose. And I do believe it's intentional. They want to bring the economy down, and they're doing that here and worldwide. They're doing this.
Hey, when you have 16 million people not working,
yes,
it's going to have a major impact. But you know what, Butch?
What's that?
Hey, if that stock market is high, everything is all
everybody's
good.
Everybody's happy. And by the way,
everybody is. It just.
It's wonderful.
There's days, Butch, where I figure I can't get any more baffled. But this continues to baffle me.
You know,
I mean, I get it.
Do you feel like you're in a twilight zone?
Yes.
You know, it's almost like you're living in your own little world, and everything else seems screwed up. Maybe I'm the one that's nuts. But nothing makes any sense. It doesn't. I mean, 16.6 million people out of work. It was 17 million people. 17 million people apply for job in unemployment. And tell me if this is true or not. I did read today that the money that they're going to get extra because of unemployment, they have paid taxes on at the end of the year. Is that true or no? Do you know about that?
There's always been a debate whether they would and whether they would or wouldn't. But you know, I don't know if the checks that people are cut, if they pay taxes on that. You know, does it? Trust me, Butch. There will be programs created for more taxes.
Oh, I guarantee you. I guarantee
you
will. I mean, but for them, like I said, they know they can't pay the debt back. They know the American people are going to pay the ultimate price through a lot of different ways. Inflation, we'll discuss inflation a little bit. But they know all this. They know in advance. But to be quite honest with you, they don't give a hoot and you know where, because it doesn't really affect them. They're getting wealthier and wealthier. It's like the big pharma with all the vaccines talking about. Who do you think it's rich on big pharma? The CDC makes money from vaccines, for goodness sake. They have patents on some of them. And they're supposed to be a government entity, I thought, but they're not. They're a private corporation. The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. They make a lot of money for banksters. But who knows that, Melody? Who cares? You know, I mean, we can trust the government.
Yeah.
Especially if they feed us. And they feed, yeah, almost everybody in this country gets some kind of government subsidy. I'd say at least 75% of people get some kind of government check or subsidy, at least 75%. That makes us a socialist nation.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to bite the hand that feeds us.
Absolutely. And socialism is just a nicer, kinder word for communism. But hey, it's been accepted.
It's been
accepted. And maybe that's the kind of government people need. People need to be told what to do. People need to have someone feed them. People need to tell them to do this and to do that.
Well, I'm shocked that Bernie dropped out of the race. I thought maybe he had a good chance of beating Biden because he had all the socialist programs, and the young ones seemed to love him because
he
could give them everything free.
Yeah, but you already said we're already a socialist nation. What do they need Bernie for?
I guess that's true.
You know, and they would have hammered. They, you know, it'd be easy for President Trump to hammer Bernie on socialism. And Bernie wouldn't have a, you know, Bernie would lose against Trump.
Well, so. what does Trump call almost going to be a $5 trillion bailout? What's that? Is that not socialism?
Well, it doesn't seem to bother people anymore. If this was any other administration, people would be blowing their tops. But because it's the Trump administration, it's acceptable. It's acceptable.
And no one from anywhere mentions the budget, how to save money, how to cut back. No one even mentions it anymore. That's a dead issue.
Yeah. But because of this administration, everything's okay. Open those doors. Pick up that pretty... Oh, the stock market's going back up. Oh, well. Those Democrats are really trying to bring down this president. You know? No, ladies and gentlemen. It's the elite, New World Order, whatever you want to call them, is trying to bring down you. And you're allowing it. So anyway, let's go ahead and get to the gold. Gold today, up $37 after the announcement that the Fed was going to pump up their printing presses. 1684, we had a high of 1698. Silver was up 40 cents today at 1541. Platinum was up $14 at 751. And palladium was up $8, 2229. Hey, rhodium, you got to give it to rhodium. Up 45%. Go rhodium.
Wow.
That's going to be gold's percentage gain here in a little bit. Give it time. The US dollar today was down 0.60 at 99.54. Crude oil was down 1.46 at 23.63. I guess all in the anticipation of the meeting between Russia and China, and they need more than 10 million barrels per day, so. And it's just not going to happen naturally. This cracks me. It's just going to happen naturally. No, it isn't. Anyway, the Dow was up off its high. It was close to 500 points to the upside. We're looking at 285 now. Almost 1.25%, 23,719. The NASDAQ was up 62 at 8,153. The S&P was up 40 at 2,789. 10-year yield, 0.73%, down 0.03. London markets were up strong all over. London was up almost 3%. Germany was up 2.25%. Yeah, you betcha, Butch. You get that stock market going in that upper direction. All of a sudden, all the fear just disappears. Just a couple of weeks ago, when the market was dropping, we were down at the level of 4, 5, 7. For the number of fear and greed, and we'll have to go over that index again just to remind listeners what that consists of. And it's 0 to 100. You have fear, neutral, and greed. So two things that pretty much move markets, fear and greed. They bet on it. They depend on it. And we were down at 5, 6, 7. We're at 42 today.
Wow. Oh,
42.
Wow. Don't that make you feel better, for goodness sake? Wow.
Stock market was up.
Oh, golly. You know,
it's at almost 24,000 again. He's got everything under control.
Oh, it's going back. It's going to be all normal here. You wait and see. We'll go back up and everything will be right back to what it used to be. Ha, 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 not. But, you know, it used to be when you could watch finances, and you've done this a lot longer than I have, and you could make some sense out of it. Stock markets go up, gold went down. Gold went come up, stock market was down. And that's just two things. But nothing makes sense anymore. They fluctuate together, and it doesn't fit like they used to. You can no longer really predict anything because nothing is the same pattern it was a couple of years ago, is it?
No, and of course you have the algorithms, but you also have people in there playing the futures and everything that's pushing it. You have governments in there buying back shares. Where do you think this money from the Federal Reserve? You know, we said yesterday, you got the Mnuchin sitting down in the basement of the Treasury with his little computer on his laptop, just changing the digits, and the printing presses are up, and that just funnels into Wall Street. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Everybody accepts it. And now you got more money for business than government, the mainstream loans from the Federal Reserve. $2.3 trillion of financing into businesses and revenue-pinched governments. They did this right after the government reported the $6.6 million new jobless claims that were filed last week. Timing is everything. We don't want anybody to focus on the 6.6 million new jobless claims. Heck no, we don't want people to know about that. So we'll release the $2.3 trillion of new financing into businesses and revenues, and that should make everybody forget about that $6.6 million
jobless
claims.
Well, it basically has. It has.
Yeah, of course it has.
It has.
It's all orchestrated time. They know how to move the markets, and particularly when you have a computer that you can change the digits.
He was even sadder. They know how to move the people.
Yeah.
They play us like a chessboard.
Yeah.
They move us where we're the pawns. They move us where they want us.
Absolutely.
I don't know, nobody likes to hear that, but they do. This is obvious. Look what they've done with this coronavirus hype. They've got people moving the way they want to move. Commercial on TV shows people driving by waving to family members because they can't stop and see them. I'm thinking, my God in heaven. How did we get this way? What happened? But they move us where they want us, and in mass. Most people are saying yes or to the masters and go on down the road. But I'm seeing more and more pop up, even doctors, a senator in Minnesota, who's also a doctor, was told to change the death certificate from pneumonia to COVID-19, and he wouldn't do it. He said, this is unprecedented. We've never been told to do anything except just report what we knew. Now they want actually to change the certificates to say COVID-19, not pneumonia or cancer or anything else. Have you noticed all of a sudden all the deaths of cancer and heart attacks have dropped to almost nothing? It's all COVID-related. They're trying to make it that way anyway. Yeah, this is insane.
I know. But under these provisions outlined for the first time, the loans would be geared toward businesses with up to 10,000 employees and less than $2.5 billion in revenues for 2019. Principal and interest payments will be deferred for a year. The Fed said the programs would total up to $2.3 trillion, and it would include the Payroll Protection Program and other measures aimed at getting money to small businesses and bolstering municipal finances with a $500 billion lending program. I thought that the stimulus already had payroll protection programs in there. So
that's
this is a double whammy. Jerome Powell said our country's highest priority must be to address this public health crisis, providing care for the ill and limiting the further spread of the virus. The Fed's role is to provide as much relief and stability as we can during the period of constrained economic activity. Well, what kind of stability are we going to have afterwards?
Now, is this a done deal yet? Has this already been
verified? It's done. It's a Fed. It's
done
a done deal.
Okay.
It's a done. Right. Yeah, it didn't have to go through Congress or anything like that. Our actions today will help ensure that the eventual recovery is as vigorous as possible. Let me get down to some of the details. You got the Main Street loans would be a minimum of $1 million and a maximum of either $25 million or an amount that, when added to the eligible borrower's existing outstanding and committed but undrawn debt, does not exceed 4 times the eligible borrower's 2019 before interest, taxes, and depreciation. They're saying, I don't think there's any limits to that. You have the Fed's going to purchase up to $600 billion in loans. You're going to see a special purpose vehicle that the Fed created jointly with the Treasury Department that will purchase 95% of the loan, while the financing institutions would hold the other 5%. You're talking about the repos. I mean, it goes into buying munis. It's going to help the $500 billion in lending to states and municipalities. The Treasury will provide a $35 billion backstop to the program to guard against potential losses. The central bank also said it will expand 3 existing credit facilities, I guess, aimed at increasing credit to households and businesses. I mean, the new effort will target $850 billion through these facilities. The Fed also expanded the type of collateral it will accept through one program, known as the Term Asset-Backed Loan Facility. It goes on and it goes on.
Well, how much goes to the people? How much goes to the people directly?
None.
That's the point.
None. And yet this is the most disgusting statement that I think Powell said. People are undertaking sacrifices for the common good. Powell said in a webcast remarks boosted by the Brookings Institution. We should make them whole. They did not cause this. This is what the great fiscal power of the United States is for, to protect these people from the hardships they are facing.
Oh, my.
No. I mean, that just... It just says it all.
It does.
It just says it all. And it's just like, you know, I don't know, Butch. It's just amazing. People should be, instead of cheering the stock market higher and buying on the dips, you should be running as fast as you can away from any of these paper markets. These are the programs that I always say they can pull out of their hats to stem the system and to keep it going for just a little bit longer. But it really makes the end a whole lot worse. That day of reckoning, we might have been able to weather fair, you know, people would have lost and so forth. This takes us to a whole new different level. I didn't even think they would do this many, and without a single... one single comment coming from any politician. Not one that I saw. It's interesting, Butch.
Oh, it's scary. But, you know, the reason they didn't speak up because they won't be reelected. Let's face it, Melody, and I'm not saying all of them, but I wouldn't say 99% of the politicians will sell their souls to be reelected. I know it sounds harsh, but they'll sell out the country, they'll sell out their friends. Obviously, they have, for reelection. We had one man stand up and say this was nonsense. You remember that?
Yes.
And everybody hates him for that. One man had the spiritual and intellectual and moral fortitude to say this is not right. And he's probably going to lose the election. So, for a politician... most of the time, the whole idea is getting reelected. That's why they do these things. And the people seem to love to have it so. So there you go.
You know, when we do come out of this, I mean, everyone, government, businesses, households, are going to be so loaded with just mountains of additional debt. I mean, you look at the federal government budget deficit is on track to reach a record $3.6 trillion in the fiscal year ending September 30th, $2.4 trillion the year after that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. We've got all kinds of product availability. We're still at the same as it was. We've got Australian kangaroos. You know, can get gold eagles. They're extremely high in premium. I wouldn't recommend it. They're about 3 to 4 weeks out. Buffaloes, same price, but you can get them a little bit sooner. Pre-33 coins, we can get them. They're beginning to slow up a little bit. Silver, we have the peace dollars. We have 90% silver, just about out of those commemoratives. But so there is product to buy, and nothing upsets me more, Butch, when people are so focused on one type of product that they just absolutely don't want anything else. And in the meantime, the prices are going higher.
I understand.
And they're going to end up paying the same amount when they do come on, so they're really not saving anything. There is no difference when you're buying a bullion coin. There's no difference between a gold eagle. The only difference is the difference between a gold eagle and a Canadian maple leaf is the gold eagle is 22 carat and the maple leaf is 24. What's the difference between a kangaroo, an Australian kangaroo, and an American gold eagle? Gold eagle is 22 carat and the kangaroo is 24.
Would that make kangaroo
make
worth
any
more money?
No.
No?
They're all the same. They're bullion coins.
Got you.
Anytime you pay a higher premium for something, you might get a few extra bucks back. I mean, there is a high bid price for American gold eagles now, only because you can't get any of the backdated ones on a secondary market. So, yeah, the bid price on them is high. But in a normal market, you're going to get the same. I mean, if you pay less for a coin, you know, I hear the argument, well, it doesn't matter if I pay more because I'll get more. It's going to 5,000, so who cares? It's like, no, come on. Use some common sense. That's what makes your portfolio and your holdings of your gold and silver do something for you. Have a plan. Just like the plan for the pre-1933 coins. The plan for that, the reason you bought those is with an American gold eagle, the bullion coin, all you're ever going to have is 1 ounce of gold. That's all you're ever going to have. If you have 100 ounces of that, you only ever have 100 ounces of that. You have no opportunity to increase that number of ounce. But with the $20 gold pieces, because they're not mass-produced anymore, because they do perform greater than bullion prices do in panic, usually in panic-driven markets, from what I have experienced in the past, you can convert those pre-33 coins and increase the number of ounces that you hold. You can't do that with bullion. So that's one of the benefits. But that's what an investment is supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to increase what you're holding, not just in price, but in the numbers. And that's what you can do with pre-33 coins. Dealers out there don't like them. I can name them, and I can tell you why. Because they have a different agenda. They don't educate. I know a lot of them would prefer to sell you mining shares. And it's these same guys that prefer to sell you mining shares that promise you all types of increases in the premiums. They're more volatile than what the pre-33 coins are. And when you have paper mining shares, what do you have? You have paper. You don't own gold. You own the corporation. Two different things. And it's these same guys who will rather push in a paper or push you somewhere overseas. How would you like to have your metal stored in Singapore today? Bless you people who do. You know, they're going through, from what I heard and mentioned yesterday, they're going through their third round. I'd like to see you try to get your product out of Singapore right now. So, you know, always look at the different agendas. And so just give me a call at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Investing in gold and silver is not complicated. What becomes complicated is because there's an abundance of opinions on the internet. And everybody believes that all those opinions on the internet are true. It's on the internet, it must be true. No, it isn't. You have to look a little bit further, look a little bit deeper into what they're selling and what they're trying to pitch, and listen to them. And they've got a lot of wonderful information to share, to tell you with what's going on in our country and in the financial markets. They've got great information. But when it comes to investing, I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. There isn't one that's better than the other when it comes to paper. So anyway, all you have is paper. I'm done, Butch.
Are you done?
I'm done. You've been sitting there quietly, and I know that was real hard for you.
I had to bite my tongue.
Yes.
Now, what were you saying about commodes?
Commodes?
There's something you said about toilets or... No, toilet paper. You already covered that, right? That's what it was. Okay, toilet paper. You got that. Okay, you covered that already.
No, I didn't.
Don't leave something out. You didn't? Okay.
No, I didn't. What was interesting, I was talking to a client and we mentioned something about toilet paper. He chuckled, and it's just like, well, where does it come from? I mean, how come there is a shortage? And this article came up today that pretty much said, why is toilet paper in short supply? And of course, people are hoarding. We know that. That's not a brain. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. NC Solutions, a data and consulting firm, said online and in-store U.S. toilet paper sales rose 51% between February 24th and March 10th. As buyers started getting uneasy about the growing number of virus cases, sales rocketed a whopping 845% on March 11th and 12th. That's 2 days. It jumped 845%. Toilet paper flows from paper mills to retail stores through a tight, efficient supply chain. Toilet paper is bulky and not very profitable, so retailers don't keep a lot of inventory on hand. They just get frequent shipments and restock their shelves. Let's go on some more information. I don't believe this. The amount of toilet paper the average American uses hasn't changed. It's still around 141 rolls per year.
That's a lot. One person per year? That's a lot.
I have to say that. It has to be a family of four, because that's a lot. It's still around, compared to 134 rolls in Germany and just 49 rolls in China. But even small changes in buying habits can throw everything in disarray. Why can't companies just make more toilet paper? The big three U.S. toilet paper companies, Georgia-Pacific LLC, Procter & Gamble, and Kimberly-Clark, were already running their toilet paper plants 24 hours a day. That's the only way they can make a profit on such a low-margin product. The companies are trying to increase output by making fewer varieties. They're also trying to get the product to stores more quickly. Atlanta-based Georgia-Pacific is working with packaging suppliers to get more materials and maximizing the number of deliveries it can ship from its factories. So there was a question about can supplies be redirected to households instead of businesses now that businesses are closed? The answer was no. Commercial toilet paper uses a different kind of pulp and is produced on different machines. Many institutional rolls are intentionally larger, so cleaning staff don't have to refill them as often, and people don't steal them. Let's see if there's anything else interesting. Prior to the excuse me, prior to the crisis, about half of U.S. toilet paper sales were commercial, while the other half were for homes. That's changing. Alex Partners estimates U.S. household demand is up 40% as offices and schools closed. Well, I think that was just kind of interesting. Nobody knows when things will get. Nobody knows when things will get back to normal. For one thing, the virus could permanently increase the demand for household toilet paper. Rising prices on toilet paper was done in 1973. During the oil embargo, that could curb hoarding, but it would make it harder for some customers to afford. I didn't know that they rose prices in 1973 on toilet paper. I don't remember that.
Either. I don't remember that either. That's been a while back, though.
And U.S. searches for bidets reached an all-time high in March, according to Google Trends. $100 for a bidet attachment. It sells Tushy, which makes them for attachments. Said its sales spiked in mid-March, hitting $1 million in a single day. They're $100 a piece. Sales are still running 10 times ahead of projections. So. There
another
you go.
On the topic of toilets, I just thought I'd share this real quick. They have now developed a smart toilet. Now, I'm not making this up. The smart toilet recognizes users by their anal print and can detect early signs of cancer, kidney failure, or irritable bowel syndrome. That's now on the market. We'll be assumed that you can have your own checkup while you're going to the pot, and it'll recognize you by your print. So just now, John told us, I thought I'd share that. So
well, I'm
anyway.
Glad you. All right, back to some news.
Everybody in the world was waiting for that. You know that. So. But article
well,
got
then,
here.
Well, then
I
we don't have to have colonoscopies, right?
No. I guess not. Seriously. Then, of course, they can now detect, I think, 50 cancers with a blood sample. So, you know. So they're getting better at that, I guess, in some ways. But
well,
an article here,
well,
I
I'll tell you what. Colonoscopies is a big business.
Oh, it is.
Big
it really is.
Business.
It really is. But this article says, broke, 60% can afford up to 3 months on savings. 4 in 10 would sell their blood to survive or their sperm. A new survey of 1,000 people found that most have enough savings to last just 3 months. And of that 60%, 12% said they could last less than a week. And I would assume, of course, with this stimulus coming out, this bailout, whatever you want to call it, coming out, people are going to count on that to get them through, Melody. But even if you got the full amount, $1,200 per individual, and it saves two adults, $24 a month, or children, whatever you work, another $1,000 a month, you don't go very far with four in the family on $3,000 a month anyway, do you?
No, you don't.
You know, I'm not talking folks just buying food and all, but phone bills, power bills, car payments, house payments, $3,000 a month doesn't do much anymore. And people said they're willing to sell their blood and even the sperm to make it, so. That's really a sad thing to look at. And it's getting bad enough now that farmers dump milk, break eggs, and as coronavirus restaurant closings destroy demand. Producers are throttling back as the virus raises sales to restaurants, hotels, and cafeterias. It was heart-wrenching, they said. Producers now have to more milk than they can be used. Dave Wolfskill of Mar-Ann Farms in Pennsylvania watched 5,500 gallons of milk go down the drain. It was still dark outside at 4 o'clock on a recent morning when a tanker truck poured 6,000 gallons of milk into a manure pit on Nancy Mueller's Wisconsin dairy farm. The milk collected from Mueller Dairy Farm's 1,000 cows should have been hauled to dairy processors across the state for bottling or to be turned into cheese. But the coronavirus pandemic is disrupting all that, closing restaurants and schools that buy the nation's dairy products and forcing hard choices for farmers like Mrs. Mueller. But on top of that, we just saw they're actually breaking eggs. They can't sell them. The restaurants aren't using them in other places. But wholesale prices for Midwest large eggs hit an all-time high this week at $3.09 per dozen. This is up from $1.03 per dozen only 3 weeks ago. So it's went up over $2 a dozen in less than a month for eggs, but they're throwing a bunch of them away. Go figure. How's that work? You know, I mean, they're destroying them, but they're raising price.
I know. Why don't they lower the, you know, that again, we're just such a wasteful nation, trying to extract every last penny out of everybody. Just lower this price and get rid of them.
I mean, it's just amazing. And I'm reading here, too, the 44 million renters in the U.S. owe $22 billion in rent at the beginning of a typical month. In a worst-case scenario, 40% of them could need aid to stay in their homes at a cost of as much as $96 billion. That I guess we're going to try to cover somehow this stimulus package. But again, how far can you go on $1,200 a month if your rent's $500 a month? And that's cheap rent in most places.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you figure out how far that's going to go. These are things that we need to actually stop and think about, because they affect all of us. And 500 million people face poverty due to a virus report. This is out of London. And around 500 million people could be pushed in poverty as a result of the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic unless richer countries take urgent action to help developing countries. Like, what can we do, Melody? We're in debt more than anybody else in the world. What can America do to help other countries? We can't even pay our own bills. So, they're looking for us to bail them out. So, I don't know.
We've been bailing everybody out.
We have been.
All these programs, all these multinational corporations that they're all registered in foreign countries and foreign corporate. I mean, it's just, but it doesn't matter as long as that stock market is higher, Butch.
Well, that has to be it, because I mean, I don't mind helping anybody. I really don't. If I have the funds, somebody's hungry, I promise you'll do my best to feed them. Unless they're just bums and all, then they're just trying to steal from me, so to speak, by lying to me. But I'll help anybody I can. But America is more in debt than any nation in the world. And that is a fact. And they keep wanting us to feed more and more people the less fortunate. When you live in a nation that's fed basically from government handouts, that's America. Is that a wealthy nation? No, it's not wealthy. If people were making the funds to take care of themselves or would work to make the funds, then you consider this individual as wealthy. But when the government or taxpayers, you and I pay for somebody else that won't work, Melody, that's not wealthy. That's fraud.
The thing of it is, they continue to use the people. I mean, they couldn't
they
do all this if we didn't pay our taxes. I mean, I'm going to scream that we're going into a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
I need to hear it just one more time.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Well, tomorrow is Good Friday, and we usually do not do a program on that day. And we will be working in the morning, but our offices will be closing early. And so I just wanted to make that announcement. And there is a, I think, I don't know if anybody knows, but I am a big fan of Andrea Bocelli. He's probably the world's most famous tenor. And he is, I was trying to find my, he is doing a concert from an empty area in Milan on Sunday. And he's going to be accompanied by the cathedral organist, Emmanuel Vianelli, playing one of the world's largest pipe organs and performing a repertoire of sacred works, including Pietro Mascagni's Sancta Maria. And so I think it will be a very powerful, beautiful. And you can get to his YouTube channel, on YouTube, and at 700 GMT on April 12th. I don't know exactly what time that is Eastern time, Butch. You're the military guy.
What time is supposed to be?
700 GMT. Isn't that Greenwich?
Greenwich time? I have no idea what that would be at this time. I don't know.
1700 hours. It's
5 o'clock.
That'd
be 5 o'clock.
On Greenwich, on GMT, but I don't know the time difference, so you have to look that up. So I just wanted to share.
You like classical music?
I like some of it, but I really like Bocelli. I saw him twice in concert, and very powerful.
I like
beautiful,
the Everly Brothers.
Very beautiful concerts.
I like the Everly Brothers myself, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
So, I do too. Yes, some people, I mean, those guys do have great voices. You know, they really do. I'm not by any means aficionado or something. They do have phenomenal voices. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Yes. So, with that in mind, what's next?
Coronavirus latest. Now, I was talking to a young boy that's going to college in Kaiser, West Virginia. He's going to be a commercial farmer, cattle breeder, cattle raiser, where you put cattle on your land. If you have hundreds of thousands of acres of land, whatever, you put cattle on it. They weigh them to bring them in. You graze them all summer. They weigh them to leave.
Excuse me, Butch. We do have a caller. We have Craig from Michigan calling
us. Okay. All right.
Welcome to the program, Craig.
Well, thank you so much. I just wanted to chime in here. You folks are always talking about the way they, whoever, the Fed or somebody mentions something and it causes the markets to go nuts. You know, what they say is more powerful than the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you were talking about the toilet paper shortage back in 73?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That was triggered by a joke Johnny Carson made on the Tonight Show.
It didn't say a shortage. It said an increase in price. Well, could be the same.
Oh, you said no. You said back in 1973 there was some kind of a shortage. But
the oil embargo. I might have said.
It had nothing to do with that. It was a joke made by Johnny Carson, and it caused everybody to run out and grab all the toilet paper that they could. You could probably look it up on the internet. But it, and
oh,
it wasn't even true. He was just, shortages, you know, oil embargo, and this and that, and all of a sudden, you know, he comes up with the, here there was even a shortage of toilet paper. People went crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember that. I watched the show when he made the joke.
Well, oh, my goodness.
You're 39, too,
isn't that
right?
Something?
That is something. The power of a joke. The power of a joke.
That's the power of the media. You know, I mean, it doesn't, you know, you get these people on there and they've, you know, through the course of their career, they've garnered some kind of a, I don't know, a trust, you know, for lack of a better word. And people take what they say seriously, and that's what happens.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you shared that
Isn't that the way Rothschild took over the Bank of England?
Spreading
rumor about Napoleon winning the Battle of Waterloo?
Yep, the same thing, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take much to get a stampede going.
So then I guess
good point.
The humans today are the same as they were many years ago.
Yep, human nature doesn't change.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Well, you folks have a good one.
Thanks
Same
for the
to
call.
You, Craig.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
You for calling us and sharing that
God
information. And correcting me. I love Johnny Carson.
My goodness, that's been a lot of years ago. Wow. That's amazing. What a memory that guy has.
I know.
I can't remember yesterday, but anyway. Like I was saying in an article, that this is the young man is studying cattle raising for a living. He's talking about plants shutting down and what it's going to mean. But major meat processors shutting down plants as employees get sick with COVID-19. Now, this is going to affect what you pay in the grocery store. Across the country, major meat processors are starting to shut down plants as employees are getting infected by coronavirus. Tyson, one of the world's largest meat processors, suspended operations at its Columbus Junction, Iowa pork plant this week after more than 24 workers contracted COVID-19 there. Tyson said it would divert livestock that was headed to Columbus Junction to other pork plants in the region to minimize the impact of its production. JBS USA, another major meat processor, has stopped operations at its beef plant in Sutterman, Pennsylvania, with plans to reopen April 16th. That's 2 weeks. The company decided to close the facility after several members of the plant management team stopped going to work because they were experiencing flu-like symptoms. A company representative explained, adding to that, all other JBS USA plants are still open. Cargill has paused operations in its protein plant in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, where 900 people typically work. So if they're not cutting the meat, farmers aren't selling the meat, it's not getting to the store, which causes scarcity, which causes prices to go up. Is that a good assumption, Melody?
It pretty much is, yes.
So that's called inflation.
Yes.
The idea of supply and demand. People, I don't have, and
that's
I y'all
one part,
are.
That's one part. That's one part of inflation, yes.
It is.
We are going to be
less
heading
every
in.
Day.
Pardon?
Go ahead. See, the dollar getting worth less every day.
Yeah, I mean, it takes more of those dollars to buy things, and
yes, it does.
And you have more dollars circulating. All of this. I'm not sure. I mean, they're going in and buying munis and so forth. I don't know how that's going to trickle right into, but a lot of this money is going to be trickling in right into our economy, and that is highly inflationary. You know, I got in trouble the other day, you know, because I talked about how Bob Chapman used to say that, you know, we exported our inflation to China, and if we kept it here, we'd be paying a ton of things, but we exported it because it was cheap. And we were able to buy all these trinkets and stuff very cheap. So we exported all the big prices over there, along with our jobs. So if we start bringing, and I don't think we're going to bring factories back to this country, not in any meaningful way. inflation will really hit then. So it's, you know, we're kind of doomed if we do and doomed if we don't. So matter how you look at it, Butch.
Well, I'm afraid this one's unstoppable. I really do. I think this is unstoppable. I do. But here's some real sad news. NBA wants players to cut salaries in half to offset $1.2 billion in lost revenue. Wow. The Bleacher Report broke it down days ago. This translates to a $600 million hit to the players. Now, they only make $4, $5, $6, $10 million a year.
I know, it breaks my heart.
They can't afford that.
Breaks my heart.
But league leadership has been under pressure to compensate for massive losses, first by the controversial question obtaining return pay from players. Now, I got a returned pay from players ahead of player contract expiration. So they want to negotiate that the payers pay back some money before they renegotiate the contract. Amid ongoing negotiations with agents, the NBA is reporting pushing for a 50% player pay cut to offset losses based on suspending all games this season. The NBA Players Association, meanwhile, has countered with a 25% pay cut plan to take effect by mid-May. So I don't know how these guys are going to live. I really don't know. They only make, who knows, I mean, me in a year, so I don't have to go make it. That's just a question up in the air, I guess. But, you know, I'm not laughing.
But you also look at this. I wonder if this is considered a business, and do they get part of any of the bailout money? I don't know.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I would say probably does, because it is a business. It is business. It's for profit, obviously.
So, you know, it's... I mean, it and a lot of these loans and everything else from coming from the Fed, they're not going to have to pay back.
That's
they're going to be turned into grants. I mean, it's the most incredible thing.
Well, airlines to cut summer flights up to 90% with rebound remote. That's huge. The big picture is compounding an already dire financial situation for the airlines, which are burning through cash and taking to the Treasury Department about grants. You just said it. Newly revised federal rules will let the companies cut some routes by as much as 90% through September, eliminate others altogether to avoid flying nearly empty planes. Melly, that's big. That's big. It says that the regulations open the door to major service reductions as airlines gird for a lean summer when planes are usually jammed and industry collects its largest profits. Underscoring the urgency of the cuts, the number of people flying in the U.S. dropped to below 100,000 on Tuesday, 95% below the level of a year ago. 95% below the level a year ago. That is huge.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they wouldn't bail out. They want it in the way of grants. Melanie, that's really something. Can you see a way now that all these businesses could become nationalized?
Absolutely.
That could be a very underhanded move to take over a free enterprise totally in this country. You know that.
Well, I was reading part of that. I didn't have a chance to. It was right before the program. I was reading about the Fed, where they get to keep a 5% stake into these loans, and I didn't know if that was a reference to, you know, the fees that they would get, 5%, or if they actually got a stake of the company, 5% of the stake, and that's what I'm thinking it means. So yeah, they're going to open doors, and if these loans don't have to be paid, yeah, it isn't, that's what they're doing.
Well, you know, we don't sometimes think about the byproduct of this, but people are committing suicide on record levels now. More people died of suicide this week in Tennessee than COVID-19 killed. It's up there. It said last year, a medical examiner performed an autopsy for 199 confirmed or suspected suicides from across the region, with 83 of those among coming from Knox County. Over the past 48 hours, that office has now examined 9 suspected suicides, 8 of which are from Knox County alone. For Knox County, that's almost 10% of last year's total number in just the past 2 days alone. But Melody, people are frustrated, discouraged, and scared. and they want a way out. That's a sad way to do it, but it's a way out. But the domestic batteries calls are up around this area a lot. People are learning how to live together again, but they're not doing too well at it. So these are things that, you know, maybe we don't consider that, but this is a collateral damage that really does cause a lot of pain in families. You know that.
You know,
and
it does.
Jared
and
Kushner,
just,
go ahead.
Yeah, and that just went through my head about, I mean, if you think back and you remember when you weren't sure you could make your house, your rent.
Right.
And you really didn't have any food. And you had like $5 to go to the store to get food. You had to get something.
Been there, done that.
Me too. But as we older and we get to our time of life, we kind of forget those times.
We do. We do.
And we forget the feelings. We talk about it.
Yes.
But we forget how we actually felt. And people are experiencing that now on a massive scale.
In spades.
Yeah.
More than we do, probably. I shared last night some of the things that Marsh and I had to do. And I wasn't complaining. We were blessed. But it still was really rough. But you know, Jared Kushner, Trump's number one advisor, seeks a national coronavirus surveillance system. Kushner wants to surveil the country. A national coronavirus surveillance system. And of course, Fauci says they need a mandatory vaccine before anybody can go back to work. This is all, folks, real stuff. We're in dangerous waters. Out of time, Melody.
We are out of time. We'll be back Monday, as we will not have a program tomorrow. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Easter. Be safe. Good night. And God bless. That's too bad.